Welcome to the Forum on your Tally Broadcasting Stations. I'm David Jenkins. Today's program will not be in the standard format. We're going to be talking about the increase in minimum wage that has just been passed in both the Senate and the House. One of the campaign promises Governor J.B. Pritzker made prior to being elected was increasing Illinois' minimum wage to $15 per hour. That promise is closer to becoming a reality after both the Senate and House passed a bill that would increase the minimum wage to the governor's desired amount by 2025. The bill will benefit a large number of employees across the state who are currently being paid less than the proposed wage. That's why State Senator Andy Menar said he voted in favor of the bill.
I'm for the worker. We know that through any number of studies and past experiences that when low-wage workers receive a raise, the economy grows. And the downstate economy is not going to grow unless wages go up. And that's the premise behind what the minimum wage is intended for in the first place. We've been debating this for well over 4 years in the legislature, and 27 states today have, many conservative states, a much higher minimum wage than Illinois does. So this brings what is a four-year debate to a close, and I'm pleased that we've got what I think is a balanced bill that phases in the increase in over 6 years, has a tax credit provision that is targeted to downstate small businesses, has a tip credit, which restaurants ask for, has a teen wage differential, which many that employ part-time teen workers during the summer, for example, or in work programs during the school year would accommodate. So I think it's a balanced bill, and that's why I chose to support it.
But what will the wage increase mean for businesses and employees in rural areas? According to some local business owners and community leaders, the proposal could have detrimental consequences for those located in smaller communities. Brian Sullivan is the owner of Sullivan Drugs, which has many locations throughout South Central Illinois. He says the wage hike will affect his business negatively because pharmacies like his will not be able to increase revenues to offset the rising payroll costs.
It's going to be devastating to our business because in the pharmacy business, we're not able to raise pricing to offset the increased cost of labor. So, you know, in businesses that can do that, then they'll just raise the price to, you know, cover the cost of doing business. But in the pharmacy business, we're tied into contracts with PBMs and insurance companies that are nationwide. So being that Illinois is the only state that is raising this wage, they're going to keep the contracts right where they're at. So we're not going to have any increase in revenue. So we're faced with how do we increase productivity? We need our staffing to answer the phones and provide correct customer service. That's going to be very difficult because we're on a small margin anyway right now.
Steve Doherty is another area business owner. This week, I had the opportunity to speak with him off the air, but on the record, about his thoughts on the increase. He told me that his business, the Westside Cinema in Litchfield, will be affected by approximately $115,000 per year. According to Doherty, most of his employees are high school students, and they may have to look into cutting the labor force in order to offset the wage increase. He also said that he is only able to increase the price of his product so much before consumers stop buying it. Senator Menar says small businesses will be able to take advantage of a tax credit that might help offset the costs of increasing payroll.
So the credit works in similar manner to other credits, but it is, first of all, narrowed to businesses or organizations. For example, non-for-profit organizations that may have employees that do social service work or work dealing with human services or care for others. And it's a credit to their payroll tax that they take out of every paycheck. So the credit would be applied to what is the increase in the appropriate wage for employees in those qualifying businesses. So a business with fewer than 50 full-time employees, or full-time equivalents actually, which means it could be more than 50 with fewer hours, so we gave that flexibility in the bill, would qualify for the credit. So that's not intended to cover the full cost of what the wage increase would be as it's ramped up, but it's intended to focus in downstate specifically a little bit of a program on the tax side that would help ease the phase-in for small businesses itself.
But what about expediting the rate of inflation? Will this increase do that? Menar believes it's possible, but not likely.
there's mixed results if you read data about whether or not raising the minimum wage ignites inflation. And I've come to the conclusion after reading any number of things that there are much greater factors that either ignite or draw back inflationary components of the economy. And minimum wage is a very small factor in what makes up what would trigger inflation. It may. It is likely not, but it may.
For State Representative Avery Bourne, who voted against the increase, she said policy that is not friendly to businesses is nothing new for the state of Illinois.
Illinois' reputation for being unfriendly to job creators is not new, but certainly, we're looking at an 82% increase in the minimum wage in just 5 years. That is a huge jump that is not in alignment with what's happening in the economy more broadly. And this is not only detrimental for small businesses. I've talked to school districts who they say when it's fully implemented will cost them around $80,000 a year. Certainly there are concerns at the county level, at the local governmental level, social service agencies who are dependent upon state money, who are already having a hard time getting by, having to raise salaries will be very difficult. So, it's across the board going to be very challenging and I think bad for our economy.
Existing businesses aren't the only ones that will be affected by the wage increase. Sullivan, who, like Doherty, serves as mayor of his community, says attracting outside businesses to the area is becoming increasingly difficult. As a matter of fact, he said he was in talks with a business about opening in Hillsborough before the Senate passed the minimum wage bill. However, once the bill passed, the business opted for a different state, citing Illinois' high tax base in addition to the wage increase.
I absolutely see this as a huge problem for future economic development all over the state. Right now, Illinois is already at a disadvantage because of our tax law situation. Our workman's comp is out of whack. And now we're faced with this disproportionate minimum wage. So any new manufacturing company or anything like that, not that they would even be paying minimum wage, but even if they were willing to come in and start at $15 an hour, that used to be a good incentive for them to come to attract the best employees. And that's kind of what we're seeing with current companies that we're locating here. They were going to pay above minimum wage anyway as an incentive to get the best employees out of the area. Well, now that's not going to be the case. And, if you look at our surrounding states, Indiana, Missouri in particular, they're not raising their minimum wage. So these companies that could locate anywhere, now they're faced with the dilemma, do we locate in Illinois? And there's more to it than just the minimum wage. If a company offers a 401k with a match, that's all percentages, then you also have your deduction, the FICA and the Social Security. That all goes up when you increase your payment scale proportionately. So I've had one company that I was in very early negotiations to have them look at Hillsborough from another state. And they did call me last week and say, we're out, we're not coming. And they referenced the high tax base and the minimum wage likely going up. They were just not interested. There's other opportunities and greener pastures around us.
Only time will tell about the true effects this latest wage increase will have on businesses and economic growth in rural areas. It isn't until 2025 when the minimum wage actually increases to $15 per hour. Minimum wage in Illinois will increase to $9.25 per hour on January 1, 2020, followed by $10 on July 1 of the same year. It will then increase $1 on each January 1 until it reaches $15, less than 6 years from today. That's it for this edition of The Forum. Tune in next time, but until then, this is David Jenkins saying so long.